Welcome, Star Wars fans, to episode 4 of Tatooine Sons. This week, we will be taking a deep dive into The Last Jedi's version of Luke Skywalker. We didn't get Reylo, but what was that we did see? And we'll start shifting gears as we count down to Solo in less than 6 months. Now witness the power of this fully armed and operational podcast. It is time for Tatooine Sons.
The Force is strong in my family.
I am your father.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Welcome, Star Wars fans. This is Tatooine Sons, your weekly look into all things Star Wars. From the unique perspective of a father sharing his love for the amazing space fantasy saga with his 2 sons. I am BB Nate, and I'm joined first by my brother, Samuel the Hutt.
A shoot to Star Wars fans, thanks for tuning in. And if you're not a Star Wars fan, you're missing out.
For sure.
And of course, you can't have Star Wars without bizarre father figures, so on that note, here's my dad, the Bowtie Jedi guy.
Maybe you can have Star Wars without bizarre father figures. Yeah. Maybe Rian Johnson has taught us that it doesn't matter who your daddy is.
Yep.
If you think about it, I mean, isn't that the whole story of Rey's plotline? We're not going to talk about Rey that much today, but isn't that Rey's story from The Last Jedi? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who your mom and dad are.
Right. They're junk traders who sold you for drinking money. And they're dead. Didn't Kylo say they were dead?
That's what he said.
Buried in some
Junker's graveyard.
Yeah, Pupper's graveyard or something like that.
Which, we have to recall that Kylo Ren is like full on dark side right now.
Right.
So that, you can't really take him seriously.
Yeah.
So Luke could still be the daddy. Although Luke didn't seem like he thought that was his kid. So I guess the Luke thing's dead.
He did say, "Where are you from, Rey?"
Yeah.
So,
Rey from nowhere.
Yeah, he didn't seem to know who she was. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're not talking about Rey, are we? We will be talking about Reylo in a little bit. Maybe this will be the last time we ever have to talk about Reylo.
Let's hope you never know.
There is articles out there that Kylo Ren could still be redeemed.
Oh, God. We won't talk about that today. But before we get into our main topics for the day, let's talk about last week's poll. We usually talk about the poll at the end of the podcast, but I think that the topic of the poll has actually shown us some really interesting things. Last week we asked on Twitter, and it went for an entire week, and we had 200 votes, which is great for our little podcast on there. And by the way, if you're not subscribing to our podcast, we are on iTunes. We are on YouTube as a video. We are on Facebook Live right now. Live. Hi, Facebook Live. Everybody right there. We're waving to them on Facebook Live right now. We are on SoundCloud. We are on Spreaker. We are on Google Play Podcasts. And after this episode, we will be on iHeartRadio. So you can find Tatooine Sons, a Star Wars podcast, on just basically anywhere you want to find podcasts. And if you aren't subscribing to us, you need to do that, because every Saturday we go ahead and we put up a new episode, and you can download it right to your phone, get notification that we had it, download it to whatever device you listen to it on, and keep updated that way. And then we're asking you guys for something very important to us. We really want to make sure more and more people can find Tatooine Sons, a Star Wars podcast. And the way that they can find it is if you guys are rating and reviewing our podcast. So for all of you that took the last time over the last week, we are at 6 ratings now on iTunes, which for a little tiny podcast in its 4th episode is great.
It's really good.
Yeah, we're at a 4.5 rating, which is fantastic, 4 out of 5. We've had 6 or 4 reviews, which are all very positive. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this podcast, can you do us a favor? Just open up the device you're listening to it on right now and then go in and rate and review us, please, so that we can make sure more people find that. But that's not the poll for this week. The poll was our podcast poll of the week on Tatooine Sons on Twitter was, now that you've seen it, what do you think about Star Wars The Last Jedi? Now, before we give the answer on that, we've seen it 3 times each.
Yes.
All right. And last week, I think you guys both rated it, was it a 9 last week? I
know. It was like, well, that was the first time I saw it.
Right. But after the first time you saw it, you rated it a 9.
Yes.
But yeah, I think it was like more like an 8 or 9. For
okay. And mine was a 9.5. Mm-hmm. All right. Has your rating changed at all?
Yes.
All right. Sam? 10. Samuel the Hutt, it's at what?
10.
10. What would you rate Empire Strikes Back or Rogue One? Because those were the ones we were comparing it against last week.
Empire, good, like 9.7 or something like that.
Wow.
It's up there. It's up there.
So you're saying that for you, The Last Jedi is better than Empire?
Yes. Wow. But there was one thing in The Last Jedi that was lacking, and obviously it can't happen, but I missed the interaction between Han and Leia.
Right, which we were never going to get.
Right, but that's really what made Empire for me. That definitely helped. But I would rate Rogue One 8.5, maybe.
Okay, so this one is by far your favorite.
Oh, yes.
All right. So Nathan, BB Nate.
I would rate The Last Jedi a 10.
Okay, last week it was a 9. This week it's a 10. It was your favorite last week. Still your favorite, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay. Anything new that you saw in The Last Jedi the last couple times that excited you about this to raise your rating?
I kind of noticed something. It's just from watching other, like, the Freemaker adventures.
Okay.
I learned more about Kyra crystals and that.
Okay.
And the reason I was kind of confused is because when Rey and Kylo are pulling the lightsaber apart, it doesn't fully explode like a bomb. That's what Kylo crystals are supposed to do. So I'm wondering if it just, like, grazed maybe the Kyber crystal, or did it split it in half?
Well, you're talking about it from the point of Freemaker Adventures, which is not exactly canon. So you kind of have to take that with a grain of salt.
Well,
right. So let's take a second, because there's probably people right now listening to our podcast that maybe don't even know what Freemaker Adventures is.
Okay.
So let's talk about what Freemaker is really quick, and then Sam, explain why you say it's not canon and how it fits into the story, because it's a Disney product
right.
that's come out since Disney took over Star Wars, so you would think it'd be canon, but it's not. So explain.
Right. So it's a story about, it's a Lego show.
Okay.
About a family who like repairs ships and build stuff like that. They're like scrappers or something like that. Similar to Rey, except they build stuff. And the youngest child like learns he has force abilities and becomes a Jedi and all that. And they discover this super ancient weapon called a Kyber Saber, which the blade is literally just like a bunch of Kyber crystals form together.
Okay, so the Kyber crystals play a huge role in
right.
the Freemaker.
It makes a permanent blade, and it's able to like slice moons in half and stuff like that. But the canon aspect of it, why I was saying it's not exactly canon, is because they've said it is canon, but it's more from a standpoint of a child playing with this toy is reenacting the story. They're going to put their own little spins on it, their own little humor.
Their exaggerations.
Exaggerations. Right. But the main story is sort of canon. I'm still iffy on if it's canon or not, but
okay.
The episode I was talking about with the exploding kyber crystals was one singular whole episode. That was all the story was about at that time.
And the reason we're talking about this is because if you've seen the movie, which I'm assuming you're watching this because you've seen the movie, or listening to this because you've seen the movie, if you haven't, we've already spoiled things for you. so we'll just go ahead and do a retroactive spoiler alert. Yeah, and so everything we're talking about this episode is going to be filled with spoilers. If you haven't seen The Last Jedi, what's wrong with you? you know, you need to go home. Oh, well, we can do this one right now. Oh, I lost it. I messed up my soundboard earlier today, and I lost Sleaze Bagano. I'm disappointed. Geez. But anyway.
Now you need to go rethink.
I need to go rethink my life. But anyway, you know, take time at the climax of the battle, or the moment of separation between Kylo Ren and Rey. They are fighting over Luke and Anakin's lightsaber. They're battling over it using the Force. It's floating in the air. It separates into two, and it doesn't explode like the Freemaker Adventure. So I don't think that, I mean, Pablo Hidalgo, who's the keeper of canon for Lucasfilm Story Group, has said movie trumps anything else.
Yeah.
So if the movie doesn't have it explode, that is more canon than anything else. So, but at the end of the movie, you see Rey on the Millennium Falcon holding both halves of Luke and Anakin's lightsaber. And you can see the
exposed kyber crystal.
Do you guys realize it's not a blue kyber crystal?
It looked blue to me.
Remember, before the movie, it was white. It was clear. You're colorblind. So what do you know?
That's true.
Okay. So before the movie, Ryan Johnson said we will see a new hue of a lightsaber in this movie. We didn't, did we? But we see at the end her holding the split into lightsaber, and the kyber crystal is exposed. And what color is it?
White.
White.
It's white.
So why does it glow blue before?
Because I think the hue color changed in what happened with Rey and Kylo. And so now if she uses that to make her new lightsaber, we're getting way off track from what we were going to talk about. Is it going to be like Ahsoka's in the book?
That would be cool. Well, that'd be cool.
In the
book, Ahsoka battles the sixth brother with using the Force.
Right.
And then the lightsabers explode.
Yep.
And she's able to get white lightsabers.
Sounds to me like that's what happened to Rey's lightsaber. Yeah. Luke's lightsaber.
Uh-huh.
And so if you haven't read the book Ahsoka, we just spoiled that for you too. Go read the book Ahsoka.
That's like the part of the book.
Anyway, that's a big part of the book. It's really not. It doesn't ruin the story, but no. That's a moment in it. Okay. Let's talk about the poll. We're getting off track here. Let's talk about the poll. So it looks like if we get the results, remember we were talking about it. Have you seen, now that you've seen The Last Jedi, what do you think about it? Out of 200 votes, 71% voted that they absolutely loved it. So there's a significant majority of people, at least that follow us on Twitter, that have voted in this poll of 200 votes stating that they absolutely loved The Last Jedi. But 18% said that they hate The Last Jedi, and 11% are just confused by The Last Jedi.
Not surprising.
So, what do you think about that? What do you think about this whole backlash against The Last Jedi? We know people that are huge Star Wars fans that hated this movie.
So, we came up with an analogy for this. So, Star Wars fans are going into the movie expecting and wanting one thing, like their own little theories or whatever. And then it doesn't happen. We came up with an analogy. Imagine you go to... Is it an analogy or an illustration?
Yeah, that's fine.
Whatever. Anyway, you go to an ice cream shop, right? And you say to the guy, all right, give me what you think is the best flavor, right? And then they give you something, and you're disappointed that it's not chocolate. It's like, what were you expecting? You asked them for what they thought was the best, not what you wanted.
Right. So we as fans... We loved The Force Awakens.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of fans, after The Force Awakens, were whining and complaining. The super fans, we'll call them fanboys right now, okay? These fanboys were whining and complaining that J.J. Abrams just gave them a rehash of A New Hope.
It was very similar.
And it had very similar themes and parallels, but they were complaining that it was too much like A New Hope. Please don't make Empire Strikes Back... Or make The Last Jedi just a rehash of Empire Strikes Back. Isn't that the biggest concern that was going into
this? It was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we went into the ice cream store and told the person behind the counter, give us what you think is the best new flavor of ice cream that you've got. And when they gave us pistachio cream or whatever, we complained that it wasn't chocolate.
Right.
And so that's what's going on right now. People said they wanted something new and fresh, but they really didn't want anything new and fresh.
Right.
They just wanted old Star Wars in a new package. Is that basically what we're saying?
It's very hypocritical.
It's just sort of the way that it is. You know, I've loved The Last Jedi, and I loved the fact that The Last Jedi was so different.
Yeah, I loved it. That was really appealing to me.
And with Luke Skywalker, just Luke had a very different feeling this movie.
Yeah, he did. So why don't we go ahead and move to the first topic of the day, which is the new Luke Skywalker. All right, so Nathan, keep continuing your thought there. So this Luke Skywalker does not... Your favorite movie before The Last Jedi was which movie?
Return of the Jedi.
Right, so and that movie is really all about Luke becoming a Jedi, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And so you loved Luke Skywalker. You loved the character and all that. The Luke Skywalker we got in The Last Jedi was very different than the Luke Skywalker we had at the end of Return of the Jedi. Why don't you explain some of that?
You've said this before, Dad, and you said he kind of acted like a little bit of Yoda, just without the weird language. Mm-hmm. He was wise. He did the Rey from Nowhere thing, which I could totally see Yoda doing.
Yeah.
But
Well, even the throwing of the lightsaber.
Yeah.
You know, let's start. That's how we're introduced to this. Let's back up to that. Okay. So our first experience with this Luke Skywalker is picking up at the end of The Force Awakens when Rey has reached him on Octu, and she reaches out the lightsaber to hand it to him, and that's what we were left hanging with for 2 years. And now she hands it to him. She walks, continues the approach to him, walks up to him, hands it to him. We see the robotic arm reach out and take it, and he's holding it, looking at his hands, and everybody's on the edge of their seat, wondering, is he going to ignite it? What's he going to say about this lightsaber? You know, the joke for 2 years is, there was a hand that was with this.
Right.
Do you have the hand? You know, all of that stuff. This has been what we've been waiting for. And what does he do, Nate?
He just throws it behind his back.
He just chucks it. What the?
This is. I was sitting there in the theater, and I'm like, "We waited 2 years for that."
You know, I'm a student of the Bible. I'm a biblical scholar, and there's a principle of the law of firsts. And the first time something happens in the Bible, you look at it as being this is a defining moment regarding this idea or this topic. So, our first exposure to the new Luke Skywalker by Rian Johnson is he takes this lightsaber that we've been so revering as this amazing moment, and he chucks it over his shoulder and walks away like there's nothing to it.
Right.
How did you feel when you saw him do that, Sam?
I was very confused and somewhat angry. I'm like, we waited 2 years, and I kind of wanted something exciting, but as the movie went on, it started to make more sense. Because he explains why he's acting the way he is and why he's on Octu and all that.
Yeah.
So. Wait a minute. Well, in Return of the Jedi, Luke does have some skin on his hand. Even though it gets shot, he still has it with black glove. But in this movie, you see him with no skin and just robotic hand.
Yeah, it probably just wore off over time.
No, it happens at the destruction of the Jedi Temple, training temple. When he's underneath the rubble and everything is on fire and you see the robotic hand reaching out, the synthetic flesh has been burnt off in that process. And so he's reaching out from that. But, okay, so
anyway,
the first exposure to Luke Skywalker is the Luke Skywalker you're expecting is not the Luke Skywalker that you're going to be getting in this movie. That's why Rian Johnson has Luke throw the lightsaber over his head. He's taking everything you think you know about Luke Skywalker, everything you're expecting to happen with Luke Skywalker, and telling you none of that is going to happen. So you should know from that moment forward that this is going to be a very different Luke Skywalker. Right. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On that. So tell me, you know, of all the things that happened on Octu, let's talk about it from that perspective first. The training of Rey and all of this. What did you think about Luke Skywalker that we got in The Last Jedi? Go, Sam.
Honestly, he was kind of a grumpy old man, the way he was acting. You know, he's like, go away, I don't want any part of this. Then he reluctantly began to train Rey.
Well, what triggered him moving from, I'm not training you, the Jedi Order must end, all this. What triggers him moving to being willing to train him? Do you remember?
Wasn't it when she went to the Force Tree?
No, that makes him start to question who Rey is. Because she's saying, I've seen this island before in visions and things like that. And he starts to find out that she's got Force ability and all that kind of stuff.
He goes to the Falcon.
Right. So what happens, he's refusing to train. He's in his hut. And she's been knocking on the door. He's been refusing to open it. Now we see him inside and the door knocking is going on and he's refusing to open it. And then what happens to the door? Do you remember?
Yeah, it's Chewbacca.
Blown off.
Right. Which you think it's Rey using the Force.
Which would have been cool.
Which would have been awesome. But Chewbacca runs in. And that was a really cool moment because when you listen, if you're going to go watch The Last Jedi again, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm assuming you're probably going to see it again here before long. Listen to the way he talks to Chewie in that scene versus the way he's been talking in the movie. He sounds like Luke Skywalker from Episode 5 and 6. His voice inflections, everything sounds like that. He's talking to Chewie, and all this kind of stuff. And then he hears that Chewie's there with the Millennium Falcon. And what question does he ask? Do you remember, Nate?
Where's Han?
Right.
Yep.
What does that mean? Remember at the end of Force Awakens, when Han is killed, who senses it?
Leia.
Leia, through the Force, senses Han's death.
Right, and that's because Luke had closed himself off from the Force, remember?
But we can't just glaze over that and move past it. This is huge. This is our hero from the original trilogy. This is the greatest Jedi that we know, at least in our minds. That's the way we've built him up, right?
Right.
He's cut himself off completely from the Force. He has no idea what's going on in the Force.
If he didn't, he probably would have done what he did in Return of the Jedi.
And gone to help
Since him. That, he was going to die and gone.
So is Han Solo dead because Luke cut himself off from the Force?
No.
Wow.
See, this
That's
is the
one
kind
way to look at it.
It's pretty sad. Because he would have sensed that his friends and his sister were in danger.
Yeah, if Luke hadn't been feeling sorry for himself, he could have saved Han.
Wow.
Oh, dang.
Okay, so anyway, then a little bit later, we have the whole Chewie roasting a porg moment, and he's outside the Millennium Falcon, and we're distracted by the porg scene, but what happens in the background of that scene?
You see Luke entering.
Walks into the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's on the Millennium Falcon, and where is he sitting, Nate?
He is not, he doesn't sit.
Oh yeah, he goes in the cockpit and gets those Sabacc dice hanging
which was
from
awesome.
The mirror,
yeah.
Which is great. And then he goes and sits down near the holo chest set, and then R2-D2 wakes up and is like beeping rapidly.
Right. And
talking.
And he's like, R2! And he sounds like the old Luke again.
Yeah.
In that scene.
And then he's like, there's nothing you can do that will make me come back. And then R2 plays.
Wait, we got to back up though, because they're arguing and you hear beep, 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 and you hear Luke saying stuff. And then what does Luke say to R2 at one point? He's like, watch, hey, Sacred Island, watch your language.
Right, right.
That was awesome because the joke has been the reason that R2's always in beeps and BB-8 is because he's cursing like a sailor. And so they're censoring him. So they play
most vulgar character in movies, history or whatever.
Yeah. Everything he's ever said has been censored, right?
Right.
So he says, Sacred Island, watch your language. That was awesome.
But he's like, there's nothing you can say that will make me come back. And then R2 plays that message from Leia that you see in episode 4. You know, like you served my father in the Clone Wars.
Now he'll help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Right.
You're my only hope, Hollywood.
And then Luke's like,
oh my gosh, my heart was beating out of my chest every time I've seen this.
And then Luke is like, that was a cheap move.
Yeah.
And then that prompts him to go and be like, I'll train you. 3 lessons at dawn tomorrow.
But he doesn't just say, I'll train you. I will show you why the Jedi Order must
end. No. I'll teach you the ways of the Jedi, the ones that need to end. That's what he said.
Yeah. And what are the 3? Because I remember, last time I watched, I know 2. The first one is that the Force doesn't belong to the Jedi alone. It belongs to everybody.
Right.
And the second one
was
is that their arrogance and their pride and their hubris is what destroyed them. Overconfidence and you remember their arrogance. Even this harkens all the way back to episode 2, Attack of the Clones. Obi-Wan is walking with Yoda through the temple, the Jedi temple, and he says, you know, they're talking about how arrogant the Jedi are. Yoda says this. And all this. So, I mean, it goes all the way back to that. Mm-hmm. With it. What's the 3rd lesson? I don't think that we hear the 3rd lesson. I want to, when we watch it today.
Yeah, because I think what happens is
Rey leaves.
Rey goes and to that cave thing, then starts talking with Kylo, then gets into a fight with Luke. And it's like, I've got to go to Ben, and because if I turn him, that will shift the tide for everything. And then she leaves, and I don't think we ever get to see that 3rd lesson, which very well may have changed everything if she had done that 3rd lesson.
Yeah, I don't think when we watch it today, I really want us to focus and see if the 3rd lesson is. That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. So, Nathan, Luke starts training Rey, and the first lesson is that the Force doesn't belong to the Jedi. The Force belongs to everybody.
Say that the light belongs to the Jedi is vanity.
Right. And then the second is that the Jedi were arrogant and prideful, and that's what destroyed them with that, which is really what Luke has learned about this. And then what happens next with Rey? She goes down into the Force Cave, very similar to Luke in Empire Strikes Back. Mm-hmm. Luke is confronted with himself in the Force Cave.
Oh, yeah.
Rey is confronted with
herself
in the Force Cave with it. And then she starts to find out through different things, through visions that she's having with interactions she's having with Kylo, which we'll talk about in a minute. She starts to question whether or not Luke is the reason that Kylo has turned to the dark side.
Right.
Kylo Ren has told her that he tried to kill him, that Luke tried to kill Kylo with it. And she confronts
Luke
about this. In the rain, they have this staff battle
thing.
Which was pretty awesome, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So, what did you think about that whole scene? Especially when she's asking Luke about, did you try to, kill Kylo? Or are you why Kylo turned to the dark side? What did you think about all of that?
It was a pretty crucial scene in the movie. But it was just the fact that Rey was battling her master. Because she does call him Master Skywalker, even at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, well, that could just be a term of respect. Yeah.
Yes, but...
But still, it's Rey battling Luke.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what did you think about, so they get this big battle and she asks, did you try to kill him? Is what he said true? That kind of thing. And Luke doesn't really answer, does he? He tells the story.
He tells a true story of what happened.
Had Luke already told her the story once?
Once, yeah.
Did he tell the whole truth in that story?
Not exactly.
Which is really interesting. It's sort of an Obi-Wan certain point of view moment.
Basically, he said in the second time he told it that he honestly was about to kill Ben. And then that feeling passed and was left with... And he was left with shame and regret and then consequences. And the last thing he saw were the eyes of a frightened boy whose master has failed him.
Wow, you really pay attention to the script there.
Wow.
Wow.
When he's training Rey and she's like, the power of the Force is changing minds and making stuff float. Then Luke says, amazing, everything you just said in that sentence was wrong, false, and a lie. And then Kylo Ren comes and he says, the resistance is gone. You're the last Jedi, and the war is over. And then he also says, amazing, everything you just said in that sentence was a lie.
Yeah.
And so he knows the ways of the Force, and he still remembers them quite well, but he's just blocked himself off from everything.
But he doesn't. At this point, he has reconnected with the Force. We know this because as she's battling him, he gets pushed back. And what happens with him before he hits the ground?
He, levitates.
He stops himself with the Force. We know this. And he had gone back to the rock and reconnected with the Force by this point with it, which is why I think he starts seeing Kylo and things like that.
Right. It just makes sense.
So Rey reaches out the lightsaber to basically asking him to come back with her because things aren't going to go the way you think they will. If she's going to go to Kylo and try to turn him to the light is what she's told Luke.
Yeah.
That there's still good in him. There's a conflict within him. And he says, this isn't going to go the way that you want it to go.
The way you think.
And then she reaches out the lightsaber basically saying, if you really believe that, then take this lightsaber and come back with me like I've originally asked. And he doesn't do it.
Yep.
So that's what's going on in this scene. And he refuses to go back. She then takes the lightsaber, gets on the Millennium Falcon, and goes away.
Right.
And then we come to the crucial segment of that whole storyline on Octu. He's going to the Force tree where the Force books, the Jedi books are, and he's going to light it on fire. And who do we see show up?
Yoda.
And it's like we're back on Dagobah for a few minutes right there. They're having all this talk about, what did you think about the Yoda stuff?
Oh, I loved it. I mean, at first, the Yoda puppet kind of was like, did Yoda have plastic surgery while he was a Force ghost? Because his lips were like kind of tight looking. But as the scene went on, you got more used to it, and I loved it. I loved it. You know, when he made the lightning come down to light the tree on fire.
Yoda used force lightning.
But, like, he actually made a storm cloud.
Whoa.
But you see him, like, laughing and, like, stomping his figure or whatever.
Saying little things.
Yeah, and he's like, I missed you, Skywalker.
Now, we'll have to talk about Yoda more at another episode. But yeah. So then we're like, 30 minutes into our podcast right now.
And
we still are on topic one, which is fine. We'll go as long as we need to go, because it's, you know, how do you talk about Luke Skywalker and cut everything short?
Right.
So then we have to fast forward in the movie, like, another two-thirds of the way through the movie, and we're on Crait. And the resistance is down to just a couple hundred soldiers, and they're using antiquated weaponry to try to take on the First Order with their brand new, walkers and all these crazy things.
Right.
And they've been defeated. They're like completely decimated there. And Leia, what's Leia saying in the command bunker? Do you remember what Leia's talking? The spark is out.
The spark is out. But then, Poe, later, when Luke Skywalker is...
She's, like, given up. We can't move past that.
Yeah.
Leia, princess, our general, has basically given up. She thinks that they're defeated, finally.
And when she sees Luke Skywalker as a Force Phantom, she still has that little bit of no hope. But then he kind of...
Yeah, because she says, I'm glad you're here at the end.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know that it's the end. She's really tapped into the Force, as we've seen. We will talk about Leia in another episode.
Oh, we did talk about it.
She can't even foresee the future.
Well, no.
But Luke does reassure her, and now she has a little bit more hope than she did a couple minutes ago, before that.
So then what do we see Luke Skywalker? I mean, we see this beautiful moment. Well, the moment we were really hoping we would see in The Last Jedi is the reunion of Luke and Leia.
Right.
And it's just this sweet moment where they're discussing Ben, and Ben's turning to the dark side. And Luke is apologizing to her. Yeah. And she doesn't... you know, you would think that sort of it's not your fault. She never once says that.
Hmm.
It is Luke's fault. We've learned that in this movie. Luke thinks it's his fault.
Mm-hmm.
After he apologized about it, he says, but I'm not here to save him. I'm here to confront him and defeat him.
Yeah.
And Leia's like, I know.
I know again.
And so then Luke makes his way out of the bunker through the shield doors that have just gotten cracked like an egg, as they talked about with the Death Star battering ram thing.
Yeah.
You got to throw a Death Star into every Star Wars movie, I think, anymore. But anyway, he walks out, and here he is, one man with a lightsaber.
Confronting the whole First Order. Which he said at the beginning, when Rey was talking to him, he's like, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to grab a laser sword and go out there and face the entire First Order?
Which is exactly what he does. Which is
exactly what happened, right.
Which is so cool.
That was a cool one.
All right, so he's standing there, and Kylo, what does Kylo say, Nathan, for them to do, the First Order?
Fire every gun at that man.
Yeah.
And then you just see Hux, like, not afraid of him, just surprised.
Yeah,
it was fear.
They unleash the entire First Order on Luke Skywalker.
Yes.
All the red dirt and dust and all.
It's salt.
You can't see anything. And then Hux says, you know, stop it. Tells him to stop it. He's like, do you think you hit him?
Right. Do you think you got him?
Yeah. And the next thing you know, what do you see?
Luke walk out of the red dust.
And then brushes off.
This is like Force Unleashed level Jedi stuff.
Right. Happening here.
And you're thinking that's what's going on.
You think he's invincible.
But there's one tell that we haven't talked about. Should we know at this point that something isn't right about Luke Skywalker?
When you see him walking, backtrack just a little bit. When you see that general walk out in the beginning, you see that he leaves behind footprints.
Right.
Right, because it uncovers that white layer and you see the red crystal. When you see Luke...
Well, but wait, there's more before that. There's just a simple thing about Luke himself that makes you realize something's not right.
Yeah. Grooming. And how he's gotten younger in his age.
Yeah, his hair's cut, younger, it's brown, not gray. His beard's trimmed, it's brown. It's like he got Just for Men on the way over.
Right.
Right. And so there's something that didn't feel right.
That didn't feel right. Right. But also when he's walking around, he doesn't leave any footprints.
Right.
Like he slides his foot on the ground and none of the white stuff moves.
Right.
So
if you've seen the movie, you know what's happened. There's this big confrontation between him and Kylo where there looks like it's going to be a lightsaber battle, but their lightsabers never connect and all this stuff that goes on. And he basically declares to Kylo Ren that the reason that he's there is to tell him that the resistance isn't dead. A new rebellion is born today. Mm-hmm. That the Jedi Order won't end. I'm not the last Jedi, all this kind of stuff. And we find out that Luke is not physically there. How is he there, Nate?
He's using what people are calling it a force phantom on Octu and kind of like levitating himself.
Yeah, he hasn't ever left Octo. Octu.
Yeah.
He's on that force rock.
That place, that whole movie.
And he's sitting there levitating above the rock. And he's projecting himself as like a force phantom over to Krayt, and he's doing it for what purpose, Sam?
To stall.
Why? Because what needs to happen through that?
Well, the resistance needs to escape.
Yeah. So we realize that he's not there, and we see a level of force power in Luke that we've never seen.
Yeah.
In a movie before.
Oh yeah.
Pretty intense.
Yes.
Definitely.
But as I was saying, Leia did say that the spark is out, but then Poe says that the spark is not out and that we're the spark that'll light the fire that'll burn the First Order down. So, right.
Which is a re-quote of what Holdo said. It's almost like word for word.
Well, yeah, actually, Holdo said that this is we're the spark that will light the fire that will restore the Republic.
Oh, that's right. And he says that we'll burn the first order down. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
all right. And so then we go back and he disappears. Luke disappears on Krayt. And we see Luke hovering over the rock.
Mm. On Octu. At that point, he kind of fell down.
And he collapses. And then what happens on Octu? When he sits up again.
And you see him staring off into the sun. This scene gives me chills every time. He's staring off into the sunset, and he sees two suns.
There's only one sun over Octu, by the way.
Right, but it's perfect poetry, because the first time we see Luke, he's staring off into the sunset on Tatooine.
With the twin suns.
And the last time we see Luke, he's staring off into the sunset with two suns. And it was absolutely perfect.
It's chilling.
It gives me chills every time.
Yeah, what did you feel when you saw that scene, Nate?
I felt happy. Yeah. I felt like if they were going to kill off Luke, it would probably be right then. And they did it good, as well, Rey said, that he died in peace and with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that Leia could sense it, but she wasn't sad.
Yeah.
Like, she was with Han. But she understood that Luke was gone.
Yeah. That was awesome. Okay. And that's how we leave Luke Skywalker. Do you feel like it's a fitting end for Luke Skywalker, Sam?
Yes.
Yes.
Do we think we're going to see Luke Skywalker in Episode 9 as a Force ghost?
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah, really. I think so too. Especially because Carrie Fisher's no longer with us.
Oh, yeah.
They have to keep one of those characters in. That's awesome. We went way long on that segment, but I think it was worth it. So let's talk for just a few minutes about this whole Reylo idea and what happened in The Last Jedi, and ask the question or answer the question, is Reylo dead? All right, so Sam, what did you tell us? What happened? Sort of, did Reylo happen in The Last Jedi?
Thank God it didn't. No, okay. It did not happen.
What did we think Reylo was going to mean?
Well, it was going to mean, it could mean two things. It could either be Ben turns to the good side and Rey and him hook up, right, and face Snoke or whatever.
Yeah, become a couple.
Sort of happened. I mean, they both faced Snoke, but they didn't hook up and Ben didn't turn to the light side. Or, on the flip side, Rey would turn to the dark side and hook up with Ben and face Luke or something like that. But, fortunately, neither of those happened.
Yeah, but it looked like, I mean, they even looked like there was going to be a kiss at one point.
Oh, yeah.
At this. And then everything went the exact... It's got as close to being Reylo as possible, and then they went completely the opposite directions. Yeah. Rey went full on light side, and Kylo went full on dark side.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The new Supreme Leader. So the question is Reylo dead, Nate?
Yes. I would say. Probably.
You don't think there's any chance... No. In episode 9, that Kylo's going to come back to the light side, or Rey's going to come to the dark side some, no. And that they're going to become a couple in order to resolve things.
No, I don't think so. I have no idea how they would make that happen, but they did leave a clean slate for J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams can do what he wants. You're right.
He wants.
And if we've learned anything from The Last Jedi, don't think you can predict what's going to happen in the next Star Wars movie.
Well, they kind of can't do the whole Reylo thing because they don't really have a major Force user bad guy. Because Snoke's gone. All right, they're not bringing him back. That would just be ridiculous. It's not like Darth Maul when he was cut in half. That's totally different. We see him dead. So you can't really bring Kylo to the light side because then who will they face? Just the First Order? And you can't bring Rey to the dark side, because then who are they going to face? There's no major light side Jedi or whatever. So I think that's dead. There's one thing that makes me hesitate a little bit about that. And that's when Luke's talking with Leia in that Force Phantom. And he says, and Leia says, "I know he's gone." And then Luke says, "I noticed this the last time." He said, "No one's really gone." So...
No one's ever really gone, yeah.
That means they kind of could bring that back. They could kind of bring Ben to the light side, but I don't know how they do it because there's no one for them to face. And I
all right. Think well, it's here's where I'm gonna for all of you listening to this or watching this on YouTube, and you're all Reylo fans. Here's your one shred of hope, your one ray of hope, because Star Wars is all about hope after all. Right. For the Reylo thing. When Rose Tico, which we haven't talked about very much, none today, when Rose Tico sacrifices herself in order to try to save Finn, and Finn and Rose are in Rose's cockpit, and why he asks why she did that, and she's like, "I saved your life, and that's how we're going to win this war. Not by killing what we hate, but by saving
what we love."
What we love.
Crap.
Here's what I think could happen. And it goes all the way back to Luke saying this on Ahch-To and Snoke saying this in his throne room. They talk about the fact that great darkness causes great light to rise.
Right.
And so there, the Force is always working to try to balance itself. And the reason that I believe Luke had to die in this movie was because Snoke died. Because then the Force was out of balance. You had Luke and Rey against Kylo. That makes the Force out of balance.
Right.
All right. We have not had balance in the Force yet, which is all the way back to the prequel. It's, you know, a primary theme of the Star Wars sagas. Whether or not you like the prequels, it's a theme of it.
Oh, yeah.
Now we have some sort of balance because all you have really in the Force, from what we know... I mean, there's other Force users. We talked about that last week. The Force is bigger than Rey. The Force is bigger than Kylo. But when it comes to the saga right now, you still just... You have Rey and you have Kylo. And you have very good, very light, very evil, very dark.
Right.
And how do you resolve this issue? Because if Rey kills Kylo...
And it's out of balance.
The Force is out of balance. If Kylo kills Rey...
Right. It's out of balance.
What happens? This rehashes all of the Reylo stuff... as well as the gray Jedi or the gray part of the Force stuff, if they both come together, she redeems him and he's still somewhat dark and she's still somewhat light, but they come into agreement through love and I hope to God this doesn't happen, but that's the way that the Force balances itself through love. What do you think?
No. It makes sense. Makes total sense, but I really don't want that to happen.
Star Wars isn't about love. Star Wars just isn't made for relationships. Star Wars is not a Hallmark movie.
Right.
Quote of the day from BB Nate, Star Wars is not a Hallmark movie. Well, thank you.
You had Han and Leia, their love story, but that just worked. And it wasn't the main theme of the movie. You do a Rey and Kylo thing, that's going to be the main theme. And last time we had a love story as a main theme, that turned into the prequels. So, I don't think we really want to rehash that.
We'll have to see. We've got 2 years to argue about it. I'm sure the theory videos will still continue to come out about Reylo going forward. All right, so next thing, last thing of the day, we're going to very quickly talk about the next Star Wars movie on the docket. Rather appropriate
sound.
Yeah, Han Solo's blaster. Solo. So this week, Ron Howard released a photo of him at a Last Jedi showing, standing outside talking about how awesome the movie was. But in the background, you have the Solo poster. We are less than 6 months.
Yeah, we took a selfie with the Solo poster.
This surprises me because I'm so, like, into The Last Jedi right now. I'm, like, into it. And I have even noticed that another Star Wars movie is coming out in less than 6 months. And it's just, it's hard to hit because normally you have to wait a year for another one, but we're waiting about 5 months right now. So it's a very, very, I'm just surprised by it.
And it's, like, it's great that we're getting another Star Wars movie really soon. But then, think about it this way. Not only, we would have to wait a year and a half as opposed to just a year.
After Solo.
Right, after Solo. So it's kind of like, I would prefer it being a year after than 6 months.
Well,
but
I think the thing, what I'm most concerned with about the Solo movie is that, obviously, this is a movie that is taking a lot of risks now. I mean, it's a one of the most beloved characters in the Star Wars universe being played by a different actor, Alden Ehrenreich, which is great. I heard he's amazing. We don't know, though, how he's going to do as Solo. All right, we've got Lando. We've got Chewbacca in this. We've got some of the greatest characters in Star Wars history being played by different different actors. Yeah. Donald Glover playing Lando. It's going to be fun to see.
Yeah.
But we're less than 6 months out. We haven't even gotten a teaser for this movie. Why do you think that's the case? Are they scared of this movie, of releasing it right now?
I don't know.
I just read an article this morning that someone did post on Twitter that we will be getting some Star Wars stuff in 2 to 3 weeks. Some Solo Star Wars stuff. But then he reposted and says, sorry, we may be getting it sooner than that.
Ooh, well,
maybe,
I hope we
maybe
do.
Maybe a full trailer, maybe a poster, maybe a full trailer.
If anything, it'll be a poster and a teaser.
We've got to get some type of video footage to help us understand that this movie's coming and that it's going to be good. The less I see about the Solo movie, the more concerned I'm getting that they aren't happy with what they've got. You got to remember, they've already fired the directors and reshot 90% of this movie with Ron Howard, which I have all the confidence in the world in Ron Howard's ability. Mm-hmm. I think he was the perfect choice to take this movie on and try to salvage it. He understands Lucas. He understands the story. He has a reverence for the Star Wars saga.
Right.
So I think that's great. What I'm concerned with, and our dog decided to move around, so if you hear jingle bells going on right now, Santa didn't just show up, it's our dog in his collar. Okay. Buster, thank you. All right, so it's funny that all we've seen about Solo is Ron Howard's Twitter feed. And he's been talking about it constantly, tweeting about it constantly, taking stills and putting them on there. But we haven't seen a single second of footage from the Solo movie. And that causes me to be really concerned.
Yeah. I'm not worried about Donald Glover playing Lando. I'm sure he's going to do absolutely fine. But that's because I've seen Donald Glover.
Donald Glover's a great actor. So is Alden Ehrenreich. But he's not Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
And Alden Ehrenreich, or whatever his name is not Harrison Ford.
Yeah, he's not.
And so we don't really know what we're going to get.
I know.
So Nathan's got the church giggles right now because the dog's walking around. Hi, Buster. Here we go. Anyway. All right. So prediction on when we're going to see is any kind of video footage from Han Solo.
How many more days are there in the year? I hope we get something before the end of the year.
You think in the next week we're going to get
I think when's the next big College Bowl on ABC.
I would say that January 1st is, I think that is ABC.
The New Year Bowl.
The New Year's Bowl. That could happen.
And they own Fox, and Disney owns Fox Sports now.
Too, yeah, but anyway, yeah, so I don't know.
But Fox doesn't do college football.
Yeah, they do. Bowls. Anyway, we're getting off track. But anyway, okay, so you're thinking like before the first of the year, you're thinking on the first of the year. I'm going to predict we don't see a trailer until the Super Bowl.
Ugh.
And that's February, first weekend in February. And then at that point, it starts playing before A Wrinkle in Time and before the Black Panther movie, because those are both Disney properties and they want to get people to go see them. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
Thoughts? You think it's coming before then?
I want it.
I want it tomorrow, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Well,
just like I'd like $1 million, but that's not happening either. So give us money. We haven't got a Patreon site set up, but if you message us on Facebook or Twitter and tell us that you want to give us $1 million, we'll set up a Patreon site. Okay.
Right.
So anyway, all right, that's it. Let's move on to anything else we didn't want to talk about.
Anything else?
Yeah, there was something I noticed involving Snoke's ring and the working title for episode 9.
What's the working title for episode 9?
Black Diamond.
All right, we'll talk about that in the next little bit. Maybe next episode. Is it, Nate?
I didn't like how we didn't talk about more about slavery and Rose in Last Jedi. Because that's big. That is...
The idea of slavery with Rose? Okay. Yeah. For me, it's all about the concept that not a single character in The Last Jedi succeeded in their primary purpose. The entire movie is based on nothing but everybody being a failure. I think that's an amazing story to talk about. Maybe we can talk about that next week. All right. What's our poll for this coming week? All right. Our poll for the next week is really simple. How many times are you planning on seeing The Last Jedi in the movie theater? One to two... 3 to 5 or 5 or more is what we're going to go with on that poll. We've already seen a 3, and we're hoping that today's number?
4.
All right.
Count.
That's good. Well, listen, again, if you aren't subscribing to our podcast, you can do that on iTunes. Please rate and review us. We want to make this better every single week, so your comments are always appreciated. Follow us on Twitter, at Tatooine Sons. We've got an awesome Twitter feed. I think people love what we're doing on that. And we're like 5 away from being at 1,000. So, and we've got a contest right now. If you're listening to this podcast and you haven't checked out our Twitter feed, go there. We've got a contest for a limited edition Princess Leia, A New Hope poster that was given to participants of the 40th anniversary of Star Wars
panel
at Star Wars Celebration. And we're giving one of those away. And we have to get to 10 reviews on iTunes before we can give that away. So make sure you review us and follow us on Twitter to find out how to do that. That's it. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Nope.
All right. Just remember, guys, we're just a podcast. We're just some fans talking about Star Wars. We don't really know what we're talking about. Most of the time, it's just speculation. And that's the way we like to do it. So thanks for listening, guys. May the Force be with you.
Are you brainless?
I never ask that question till after I've done it.
We're smarter than this.
The ability to speak does not make you intelligent.